We could not see him yet. He was behind some very thick foliage. But we could hear the crack and thump of his browsing as he brushed aside the foliage as if it was a curtain. He was close, so close that when he stopped moving, I could hear the grind of his great molars chewing through bundles of vegetation. I ran a pinch of fine dust between my thumb and forefinger. The air was almost still, with an eddy now and then. This meant danger. The wind could change direction any moment. We should have actually moved out of his way, but I could not resist the temptation of getting a glimpse of him. Maybe he was a huge tusker, and that would be a great thrill. So we remained until he finally broke through the wall of vegetation and he stood half in the open. He was a young bull. He was so close now that I could count the thick hairs of his eyelashes. I could trace the swell of each vein under the thin skin of his ears. We kept still, watching him from behind our frail lace of foliage. He wasn't aware of us yet. Even this close, if we kept still, it was unlikely that he would spot us. His eyesight is not very good. But then his head came up. He stopped chewing. His ears came forward. His trunk lifted and probed. He had caught a whiff of us on the stir of the air. He wasn't sure what it was or from where, but his keen sense of smell was warning him. There is something alien to my world here. It was time for us to fade back into the bush. I tried to avoid placing myself in a position where a wild animal becomes aware of my presence. I encourage other admirers of wildlife to do the same. Wild animals are beautiful and fascinating to watch, but I believe it should be done from a respectful distance, without in any way affecting their behavior, and above all, well out of their personal space, even if they do not seem agitated. I see many videos and photographs where, I guess often well-meaning but unthinking or unwitting people, force themselves on wild animals. Sometimes it's just an insistence that they should be accepted in the animal's midst. Sometimes it's unknowingly direct interference. Sometimes it seems to me it's even deliberate boasting, like, "Look, guys, I'm holding its tail." Wild animals do not do this to each other. They stick to their own kind, even where they congregated, say, waterholes. Where they do mingle, it is limited and impersonal and strictly about survival. So why do we insist on forcing ourselves on our fellows? They may tolerate our meddling and even on occasion be inquisitive, but I can often sense their stress and irritation screaming from proudly presented images. In the modern world, constant pressure of human intrusion is a reality for them. Even in game reserves, and sometimes they go as far as to react with aggression. And that is mostly to the glee of the onlookers where they sit ensconced behind their tin and glass. I don't necessarily want to single this out because it's just one of many and sadly often much admired examples. But there was recently an acclaimed video doing the rounds of a female leopard trying to cross a road with her two small cubs. As she emerged out of the shrubbery, there was a vehicle full of ogling humans just a few paces away. The cubs were still so small they could hardly walk, just little bundles of cutely tottering fur. The fact that she was moving them at all at this stage said that all had not been well where she came from. She was certainly not taking them for a leisurely stroll. It was a great find for the guide, or whoever was in charge, and no doubt cause for admiration. It was a boon for the passengers, and sure to be the subject of much discussion over cocktails or dinner tonight. But for the leopard mother, trying to protect her cubs against great odds, to just survive herself, it was a harrowing experience. She anxiously carried the cubs back into the bush, away from the vehicle, but she could only take one at a time, and I was fearful of the remaining little guy, which was out in the open, and started wondering when his mother wasn't around, could get lost or perhaps quickly get taken by a hyena or a raptor or a python or even a jackal. The video lasted several minutes, and never once did the rubbernecking humans consider moving back and giving the mother some space. It was distressing. I was drenched in sweat. It was also extremely dangerous. The video was taken from an open vehicle. The leopard was very tense. She could easily have reacted differently, like charged the vehicle. Quick as a breath, she would have covered the few meters and leapt in among the passengers. The result would have been bloody, to say the least. I can hear the guide cavalierly retorting, "Oh, don't worry, I could read her. There was absolutely no danger. Or perhaps, anyway, I was armed and ready." Well, all I can say is that to assertions like that, I would rather not comment.